Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
The words that are being said by leaders of agriculture over the announcement by President-elect Donald Trump that Scott Pruitt will be his administrator for EPA. Excited, giddy, fantastic. Tom Buchanan is president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. He's one that is very, very pleased.
I'm extremely excited for the prospects, not only for Oklahoma, but for the entire nation. Because in Oklahoma, we've seen Attorney General Pruitt work for Oklahoma, regardless if that's oil and gas, agriculture, whatever it is. He will go to work actually to turn back the onerous regulation that we have seen being placed by an out-of-control agency, EPA.
Also pleased with the potential change of direction for EPA is President of the American Farmers and Ranchers, Terry Dietrich.
Well, I'm sorry we're losing our Attorney General, but it's a good trade. I am thrilled that he has received this appointment. You know, he's been involved with a lot of EPA issues that have really given Oklahoma and a lot of other heartland states a lot of problems. And he's risen to the top working with other attorney generals on these same issues. And so his talents have been recognized. He's very knowledgeable of the needs of Mid-America and with common sense from the heartland. And we couldn't be more proud.
While we're still waiting on an official release from the presidential transition team, the word out on the street is clearly Scott Pruitt will be the EPA administrator designate by Donald Trump. We're in Tulsa for the next couple of days for the Tulsa Farm Show. Ron Bormaster is manager of this year's show. He is excited.
You know, we just broke a record. We got more exhibitors than we've ever had in the history of the show, Ron. We're proud of it. You got anything in agriculture that you want to look at from a tractor to whatever you need is right here. Don't forget, we got gentle horse training with Craig Cameron. And don't forget, Sutherland's will be your sponsor for that. And we got the cattle demos sponsored by Balin.
As far as this year's show is concerned, record levels. This show's a little different than some of the other shows that Midwest puts on in that there's a little more emphasis on the ranch side of the industry.
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of cattle equipment in here. We got small tractors in here, so it's a little bit different. It's not like we've got the big combines and tillage like you see in some of the other shows. We do have some of that in the show, but this show is a lot for the ranchers, the daytime farmers, and regular farmers. We've got plenty to see right here at the show.
Tulsa Farm Show hours over the next couple of days, 9 to 5 on Thursday and Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, admission and parking free. Now, back to the Trump transition team. They also announced yesterday that Governor Terry Branstad of Iowa will be the ambassador to China. That's being seen in agriculture as a positive in that Governor Branstad's had a longstanding relationship with Chinese officials on agricultural issues. You've got farm news on Ron.
Early bird pricing's been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual no-till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.